This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 112 for Thursday, October 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Thursday, although activity was choppy, with the largest gains in the front months as participants continued to roll out of the nearby November contract. November up $15.70 at the final bell at $885.40 per ton. The more deferred months seeing more modest advances, January up $5.90 at $876.30. Bullish chart signals and gains in Chicago soybeans underpinned canola, with historically wide crush margins and lack of significant farmer selling as seasonal harvest pressure subsides, also supportive. However, while soybeans remained pointed higher, soy oil retreated below unchanged, and that did drag somewhat on the canola market. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with weakness in the U.S. dollar index behind some of the strength in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans found additional support from solid export demand, the November contract up 19 cents at $13.91 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.3 million tons. That was at the high end of expectations. Additional flash sales of 201,000 tons to China and an additional 132,000 tons to other unknown destinations were also reported. However, the advancing U.S. soybean harvest did keep a lid on the upside. Corn, it was stronger. The December contract up 5 cents at $6.84 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 408,000 tons were in line with expectations. The International Grain Council lowered their estimate for world corn production this year by 2 million tons, now at 1.166 billion tons. Ending stocks were forecast at 258 million. That'd be down by 4 million tons from the September estimate and well off the 280 million ton carryout from the previous year. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the December contract at $9.61 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in September at $9.49¾. Chicago wheat also up 8 cents in December at $8.49¼. Argentina's Rosario Grain Exchange lowered their forecast for this year's wheat crop in the country to only 15 million tons, citing the persistent drought and more recent frost damage. That compares with the USDA's current estimate of 17.5 million. The uncertainty over grain exports through the Black Sea remained a feature in the backgrounds of the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.